The Pipeworks Organ and Choral Festival has kicked off in Dublin, offering not just plenty of music from visiting and local organists, but also a chance to see inside some of Dublin's landmark churches. Organist and music scholar Geoffrey Webber is playing tomorrow in Sanford Church in Ranelagh, where the Great Rose Window keeps an eye on activities on Marlborough Road, and where Culture Files' Niamh Daly went to meet him yesterday as he was getting to know the church's 19th century three-manual instrument.
It was never a puzzle for me to know what to do. I just felt that that was me. That's where I got most excited and I want to perform. And it's like a vocation. I've just never really thought I would want to do anything else in my life. My name is Geoffrey Webber. I'm an organist, a conductor, and musicologist. So I've just arrived in Dublin this afternoon and came straight to Sanford. And I've been practicing the organ this afternoon and getting to know it for the first time, which has been a delight. It's an organ that dates from the late 19th century, but it's been adapted a few times and very carefully and lovingly restored in the last few years, curated by David O'Shea, who's the organist here. I grew up in Bournemouth in Dorset, and I was fortunate to be given the opportunity to become a chorister at the nearest cathedral, which was Salisbury in Wiltshire. So I was a boy chorister from about the age of 8 to 13, singing during the term time almost daily services. So it was quite a busy schedule alongside the ordinary schoolwork. And in the holiday times at home in Bournemouth, I used to go to the winter gardens there and to listen to the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. My parents both sang in the Bournemouth Symphony Chorus, so that was another reason why I got involved in music. Well, I took up playing the organ when I was at secondary school at the King's School in Worcester. So I studied the piano mainly when I was smaller and then took up the organ in earnest only age sort of 15 or 16. But because my hand technique was quite advanced by that stage, it was quite quick to learn how to add the feet to it and so tackle the organ. When I left school, I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to go to Oxford, and there I could study music more generally, but also play the organ with an organ scholarship at New College, which was where I studied. At Oxford, I stayed on to do some research, and I did a lot of work studying German Baroque music. So obviously we see Bach as the sort of pinnacle of that. I was working more on the music in the previous generation, so in the late 17th century. And that took me traveling all around Europe to look at music and play organs. Back in the old East Germany, I was able to travel there and study some organs, and then also in Sweden as well, which was closely connected to Northern Germany at that time. So that, if you like, has always been a big interest of mine, German organ music. I'm writing a history of Anglican church music, so in the Church of England and the Church of Ireland, which has been a little bit forgotten now, but there's some lovely music associated with the types of services that were common at that time. I'm taking advantage of being here by going to study some of the old manuscripts in the archive here in Dublin, the music manuscripts that were used to perform the church music in Christchurch Cathedral and St Patrick's Cathedral. And there's some music that survives here in Dublin that doesn't survive anywhere in the UK. So it's very good to have the opportunity to spend a bit of time in the library as well as performing, as I've always enjoyed a mixture of scholarships, research, as well as performance. One of my former trips to Ireland, I was fortunate to take part in the early music festival in Galway. And at that time I was making a recording of music called In Praise of St. Columba, with a wonderful player of the ancient instrument, the triple pipes or laudellus, called Barnaby Brown. And together we were exploring the style of music that would have been familiar to St. Columba. So it's obviously quite conjectural, but there's been a lot of work done recently on reviving the triple pipe as an instrument. And it's a little bit like a bagpipes. It's not quite the same, but it's you play it with circular breathing. It's got two drones and a separate line where you play the tune. And we experimented with different ways of singing the ancient chant along with the pipes that would elaborate with it to create completely new and wonderful sounds. We had horns that were modelled on horns that had been found in a bog somewhere in the northern part of Ireland. So we used bells, horns, pipes. The idea of plain song we have today is rather austere voices only in large echoey spaces. But in Columba's day, in the first millennium, this music would have played in much smaller churches, much drier acoustics, and instruments were very often used with the voices. So a completely different style of singing. So it was a very fascinating project.
Geoffrey Webber there in that report from Niamh Daly, and his recital as part of this week's Pipeworks Organ and Choral Festival is on tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. in Sanford Church in Ranelagh, Dublin, for which tickets are free, but see pipeworks.ie for booking. And come for the recital, stay for the Harry Clark Saints Peter and Paul's stained glass window. What little Irish church would be complete without one?